Hey, say good afternoon to everyone. We're very thankful today to have each and every person on the call. We're most thankful to God for just allowing us to see this a new day, one that we've never seen before and we'll never see again. We're thankful to have all of those who want to call visit with us this evening, this afternoon, rather. We thank you for being with us. We pray that you will be blessed from the message this evening. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to know that we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. That Jesus did hang on that cross without us ever seeing it. He hung on there out of suffering, being treated cruelly in agony and pain. And died on that cross, was buried and rose again. That become the greatest news for mankind called the gospel. That there's shedded blood that washed your sins away if you believe it. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, that good news to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. And then the Lord also purchased his church with the blood and he shed it. That church became his bride, his wife. And every husband's wife were his name. That's why it's referred to as the Church of Christ. He's purchased with his own blood. And then if you're a member of the Lord's church, then we are thankful to have our brothers and sisters on the call this evening. Pray you will be blessed as well, and you're welcome to our services. Psalms chapter, division, the 100th division of Psalms, this evening for a few minutes. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know, we have reason to be thankful that we're able to worship God in spirit and in truth. We live in a country where we have freedom of religion and we can worship God. And not everyone serves the Lord. Because they call themselves a Christian doesn't mean they're serving the Lord. But if we ought to serve the Lord, we ought to serve him, like the psalmist said, with gladness. And praise him. And praise his name. For God is good. God is good not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time. And all of the time, God is good. I just want to, for a few minutes this evening, encourage us to serve God with gladness. We worship him on Sundays, Acts 20, verse 7, the first day of the week. We'll worship God. You serve him every day of your life and serve him with gladness. The psalmist writes, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endured to all generations. Let's see if we can get out of these five verses for a few minutes this afternoon. Why praise God? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endured forever. So David says, make a joyful noise in verse 1 unto the Lord, all ye lands. All ye lands, all people, all as good as God is, all people should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. One who is joyful as a Christian is one who is filled with joy. We just studied the book of Philippians where the Apostle Paul, no matter the conditions of his life, he was able to rejoice in the Lord always. So this is one who has that relationship. If one has a relationship with God and they know how good God is to them, you can be filled with joy. You may be crying on the outside, but you can be filled with joy. It comes from the inner person, person who understands relationships and that God is always there and he'll never leave you, never forsake you. If one have no joy, then you can't make that joyful noise to the Lord. If you're sad this afternoon and you have no joy, but bear in mind that God is good. And in that, all in itself can bring joy to your heart if you allow it. I remember the Apostle Paul, as I said earlier, said, rejoice in the Lord always. For, and again, I say rejoice, Philippians 4, verse 4. So the question becomes, are you one who can rejoice in the Lord? One who has a relationship with him? One who knows how good he is? This person can rejoice and have the joy to come to being a Christian, knowing that God is with you, he watches over you, he cares for you, he's your shelter in the time of a storm. It's him. And so David says, serve the Lord with gladness in verse 2 right there where I pulled out my towel. Serve the Lord with gladness. Yeah, serve him with gladness. And that's very important for us to understand that when we serve the Lord, there's an inner peace that comes with serving God. To serve the Lord with gladness because you know God is able. When a person serves the Lord with gladness, they know they can serve him with joy. They can serve him with this internal peace. And they can come before his presence with singing. And that's what happened today in worship. Worship is not for us. Worship is for God. We're offering up a worship service to him, for he's worthy of our worship. God is worthy. We reverence him. We bring worship to him. And we serve him as we come before his presence. The question I have this afternoon is, are you serving God in your life? You know, these are people who made the decision to become a Christian and serve the Lord. Are you one of those people who've done that? Have you made a decision to serve the Lord and give your life to the Lord? I wish if you're on the call today, I hope and pray you'll give your life to the Lord. For he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be served. Why should you serve him? How should you serve him? And why should you sing before his presence? Here's the answer. We serve him with gladness because the Lord is good to us. That's why. We serve him with gladness. We sing in his presence. We serve him as our Lord, our master. We serve him in our daily life. We serve him by doing our duties as Christians. We serve him in worship. We serve him with gladness when we sing. We serve him with gladness when we pray. We serve him with gladness when we commune. We serve him with gladness when we teach. Or we heard a preached word. We serve him when we sing, when we pray, when we give. So what do God look at? God look at our hearts. He looks at our hearts according to 1 Samuel 16:7. He don't look on the outward appearance, but the Lord look at on the heart. So when you start talking about how do my relationship with God, how do God know I'm serving him with gladness? He get record from your heart. This is why even the Apostle Paul talks about when we give to him in worship, when we give, God wants us to be in a state of mind that's called cheerful. Sounds like gladness, don't it? It said in 2 Corinthians 9:6, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, congregation, and he said, "This I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, notice now, according as he purpose were in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God, look at this now, loveth a cheerful giver." This cheerful giver can always serve the Lord with gladness because his heart is right. And then Paul comes back and tell him, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. And ye always have an all sufficiency in all things. May abound to every good work." And the Apostle Paul went on to say, "As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He had given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything, to all the bountifulness which causes us through thanksgiving." You know, why serve God with gladness? Why give cheerfully? Because God says, Paul is telling you, God is good. God is the one who provides for us. God is the one who gives. You reap what you sow. You sow bountifully. God bountifully blesses you. He blesses us. He enriched us in everything, in all bountifulness. Cause through us thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God. So when you give from the heart, you give him back. When you give, you give him back with understanding that God has not given me. God has done more than I can ever do. God has been so good to me. God watched over me last night, took care of my children. God gave me food to drink, shelter over my head, food to eat, shelter over my head, water to drink. God has provided for us. And Paul was saying, listen, when God loveth a cheerful giver, and that cheerful giver gives cheerfully because he or she is serving the Lord with gladness. The psalmist says, know ye, verse 3, that the Lord, he is God. David says, you know, the Lord is God. It is he that made us our creator. And not we ourselves. Notice he said, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. See, when you can serve God with gladness, when you can look outside and look up at the sky, and you can look at the creation of the world, the moon, the sun, all out there and hanging on nothing. And know, you know what? God is God all by himself. He's God all by himself. He's God. He's our creator. We didn't make ourselves. He's the potter. We are the clay. This is why we serve him with gladness, because he's our potter. We the clay. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. And every shepherd takes care of the sheep. That's why, don't you know why the psalmist wrote in Psalm 23rd Psalms? This is a famous psalm. Many people know this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. See, this is someone who can talk about serving God with gladness because they know who God is. They know who is their provider. They know who is their comforter. They know who is their shelter in the storm. You know who it is that takes care of you, wakes you up in the morning time, who watches over your children when you can't see. You know, the person who served God with gladness know that he's our shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's no reason to fret and be understand that when you understand that God takes care of his sheep. David said, he's making me to lie down in green pastures. He's leading me beside the still waters. Yeah, he takes care of the sheep. He leads them where they can eat. He leads them where they can drink. He restored my soul. He gives you restoration when you need it. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He don't want us to go astray. Oh, I can serve the Lord with gladness because I know he's the one that leading me in this path of righteousness. The eyes of the Lord over the righteous. Yea, David said, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? And every one of us walking through the valley of the shadow of death, there's no reason to fear. He said, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. Why, God is there. I can serve with gladness because I know at nighttime God is there. In the daytime, God is there. When things are dark, God can be right there in your life if you just leave, let him be. Thou art with me. A rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God watches for his children. I anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, David said, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a committed person. The psalmist is a committed person who said, I can serve God with gladness for all these reasons. I'm planning on doing some lessons on Psalms. Just the 23rd Psalm has a lot of powerful thoughts in it. And I'll break this psalm down at another time and deal with the substance of it. But this evening, this afternoon, what we need to know is that he's the shepherd. We're the sheep. And we are in his pasture. Everything belongs to him. Brothers and sisters, God don't need us. We need him. We need them every day of life. Lord knows in the world we living in, we need to lift up God. Look at what's going on around us. Look what's going on in the world we live in. And the world is in a sad condition. It's been sad. It's just getting worse and worse. But when we understand who the Creator is, when we understand this, when we understand we can serve Him with gladness because we understand He is God all by Himself. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. When we appreciate day-to-day existence, when we appreciate this being in His pasture, and the relationship is the shepherd, the sheep, and God is there for Him. You know, when you go to the doctor, God is going to be with you. You know that. No matter what you're going through, whether you're going through bereavement, whether you're going through sickness, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're home, when you can serve God with gladness, you know it's not about everything going good in my life. There's going to be times when things are going to not be so good. There's going to be days that will be good, but days that won't be so good, but still you can serve with gladness because you know He's the Creator. And you know the Lord is good. And you know He's our potter. We the clay. And you know that God is going to take care of us. This is a person. A person who understands what I'm saying is a person who can serve Him with gladness. In verse 4, He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Notice there's an entrance into the gates that belong to God with thanksgiving into His courts. With praise, be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. So why do we enter into His gates to worship, since we're coming into the assembly of the saints this afternoon? There's an assembly of joined together on a phone line. Thank God that we have these means right now. That we can still come together, we can hear the word together, we can sing together, we can worship together. We that's every first day of the week when we worship with thanksgiving. Those who serve God with gladness can worship this afternoon with thanksgiving. We're in His courts and we can praise Him with the fruits of our lips. We can pray to Him in prayers of thanksgiving because we serve Him with gladness. We can pray to Him and we can be thankful people because we're serving Him with gladness and we bless His name by giving reverence to Him. Why do we do all of this? Because we're serving Him with gladness. Why do we serve Him with gladness? Because the Lord is good. He's God. He's good. And my attitude toward God this afternoon should be, you know, I'm going to serve God to the day I die. I'm going to serve Him with gladness. We'll feel with joy. I'm going to serve Him because He's worthy. I'm going to give to Him in worship. I'm going to be joyful and sing to Him. I'm going to serve Him in a way that shows my allegiance to Him, my appreciation for what He's done. Are you in worship right now with a negative thought possibly? Do you live your life in a negative mode? Why are you on the call this afternoon? Is it mandatory or is it because you come together in gladness? Are you thankful to be on the call? Are you thankful to be able to worship Him? Are you thankful to be able to hear His word? Are you thankful? Are you glad to be on the call? Are you happy to be a child of God? Well, you know how they say, cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. That's why I always say cheer up, my brother. When life gets tough, sometimes we don't see how we serve God with gladness. And I don't know what your situation is this afternoon, but I know all of a life will send us tragedy. Life will send us trauma. Life will send us difficult decisions and difficult circumstances. Life will put us in unpredicted circumstances. Life can present to us something that will take us from laughing to crying in a matter of just a phone call. It's life. Life. And all these conditions exist to all human beings. But because God is our Creator, because God is in control, because our trust is in Him, because we know he's going to be there for us. You can always, no matter what, serve God with gladness. And not let the world, all its evilness, take your joy. And don't let life take you away from the mindset of the service, that I can serve the Lord with gladness. In verse 5, he says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." His mercy is everlasting. How many of you on the call know you need mercy in your life right now? How many of you all can think about how merciful God has been to you? He give you his grace, his mercy, his long suffering. The psalmist said, "The Lord is good." When you know the Lord is good, and you get mercy, mercy. Think about that. Undeserved. Justice means you get what you deserve. Mercy is you get what you don't deserve. Grace is you get it whether you deserve it or not. Mercy. God has had mercy. His mercy is everlasting. You know, we should be so thankful. We should be willing to serve God with gladness because of all the conditions of mercy that you look back on your life, how many times God gave you something that you didn't deserve. When he's giving you, he's good to you, and you didn't deserve it. When he forgave you, and you didn't deserve it. That's mercy. When he let you make it, you didn't die in your sins. That's mercy. God is good. Serve him with gladness. Think about how much he gives in mercy. He forgives us over and over and over again. You ever thought about how many times you've asked God to forgive you? How many of you have asked God to forgive you only one time? I've never done it. Two times, three. Have we not asked God for forgiveness in our lives over and over and over? Sure we have. And why do you do that? Why do you do that? Because he's good. And you can serve him with gladness, knowing that I can come to him when I need to. I can ask for forgiveness. I can appreciate his mercy. And you know what that appreciation from his mercy is going to cause you to do? Serve him with gladness. And thank him. There's a song we say, "Oh, thank you, Lord." And I would like to ask Brother Kirby to sing that song this afternoon, and I know it might be a change for you. But we sang that song, "Thank You, Lord." And I want you to lead the call today. Lead the call today. And fix your mind this afternoon to remind yourself when you get off this call. If you ever never done it, is that what you do is from this lesson, you tell yourself, "I enter into the mode of gladness this evening. I lay my head on the pillow tonight with gladness because God has been so good to us. He has been our shepherd. He's put songs in our heart. Remember this morning how he brought us up out of harbor pit. He's been long-suffering. He's been merciful. He's been graceful. He's brought us home from hospitals. He's brought our children home when they were in trouble. He's got us through chemotherapy. He's got you through dialysis, or he got you through a situation you didn't see no way out. I want you to think of the things, all the things that you can be glad about, all the things. I would challenge everybody listening to get off the call this afternoon and think about all the things that God has blessed you with so you can lay down and say, you know what, I will serve him with gladness, with joy, with happiness. I can come to his presence with a song of my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He keeps blessing us over and over and over. He keeps on cleansing us over and over and over. He keeps on loving us over and over and over. Certainly. For a time period, as I requested this day, for every listening person on the call, to think about it. Have you ever just sit down and say, you know what? I want to think about all the good things that God has done for me. And I promise you, if you do that, you'll be able to serve the Lord with gladness because you'll realize it's all because of him that we live, that we move, and that we have our very existence. Because we serve a God, as the psalmist said, the God that's good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And lastly, we don't have to worry about nothing in the churches of Christ. Because the truth will endure to all generations. Meaning that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. And you shall know the truth, Jesus said. And the truth shall make you free. We got the truth. Hallelujah. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. We know about the one church, and we believe it. We know about baptism, and we believe it. We know we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday, and we believe it. We know God loves a cheerful giver, and we believe that. We know the Lord's word will not come back void. It is for our instructions, for our guidance, and we know our very faith come by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God, which is the truth. And we know when we know truth, we know Jesus, for Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, we can serve him with gladness. Hallelujah. We can serve him with gladness. The Church of Christ people ought to be the most people that serve God with gladness more than anyone else. But what we do and say in worship, what we preach and practice, is according to truth and endure to all generations. If you're on the call this afternoon, you know this, that God's word will endure forever. And it'll never change for you. You have to change for him. Peter says, 1 Peter 1:24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof faded away. But the word of the Lord endure forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I hope this afternoon I've encouraged you to look at the positives and look at your blessings and don't focus on the negatives. And then, and only then, can you serve the Lord with gladness. It's how you see him that makes the difference. God is good. If you're on the call this afternoon, you're not a Christian. You need to be a Christian this afternoon. You do that by believing God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. And his Son, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, came and lived among men 33 years. And they treated him cruel, and they led him to the cross of Calvary. And there he would suffer for 6 long hours in pain and agony. He would shed the blood and wash your sins away, according to Revelation 1:5. That blood was shed it. Wash our sins away. Jesus told his disciple, Matthew 28:18, go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Mark 16 and 15, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's what the Lord said. You hear that? Do you believe it with all of your heart? Will you repent of your sins and say, you know what? I need to serve the Lord. I want to serve him. How do I do it? Remember, this is the beginning right here. You got to repent. You don't want to go back to living the way you were living. You ready to make a change. Give your hand to the preacher and your heart to the Lord. And I ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And you answer in the affirmative. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then we'll baptize you as commanded by our Lord. And that baptism is for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2 and the verse 38. And then the Lord will then add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ. When you get in, you can't join it. You can't join the church of Christ. No, you got to obey God. When you obey him in baptism, you're born again, a new creature, born of the water and of the Spirit. John chapter 3. You come out of the water, a new creature, born again and regenerated. Have God and the joint heir of Jesus Christ. One day, if you serve him with gladness, one day, you'll be able to see his face in peace. And he'll say, well done, that good and faithful servant. May the sea were the street of gold, the walls of jasper. You'll be with God, and you'll be his children. God said, there'll be no more tears. I'll wipe all tears from your eyes. That'll be a great day right there. Serve the Lord with gladness, my friends. Serve him with gladness. If you're on the call this evening, you want to be born again in the water, just hit 5-star on your phone. If you're a member of the Lord's church, hopefully we turn, if you was in a negative way of thinking, hopefully this lesson has put you in a positive way of thinking. You have reason now to focus on nothing else but how good God been to you. And you can serve with God. If you need prayer for any reason, you need prayer, we want to pray with you. We know life is tough, but we know God, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much, what the Bible says. When the prayer of the righteous goes up, God's ears are open to their prayer. And maybe we need to pray with you, pray about something, pray with you, pray for someone for your prayer of intercession, prayer of supplication, whatever need you have. If you're a member of the Lord's church, you need to make a confession. You ask God to forgive you. That's all right. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. We don't do that. I'm going to ask Brother Kirby to sing Thank You, Lord, for our invitation song, if you don't mind. And then let's just sing with him, you all. Sing Thank You, Lord, and work on serving the Lord with gladness. May God bless you, Brother Kirby.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You saved You saved my soul, and I just want to thank you, Lord.